Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The last few ahadith we are doing on the harms for a person unnecessarily begging, asking from people when he actually is supposed to be turning. Every one of us should be turning our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we did a hadith when it is permissible for taking, and that is when a person... This is talking about an ordinary person, not just a person in need, but any person who's not in need also. But when a person has these two qualities, he didn't desire something from another person and he didn't ask for it. And then it came to him as a gift. Now this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if a person doesn't need it also, he should still accept it. In Urdu there's a nice saying, Mili to rozi, na mila to roza. That if a person gets something, you know that it's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't desire it. He didn't even indicate, he didn't hint to another person that I want something. And it came to him as a gift, so he should take it. Thereafter, after taking it, now if he wants to give it in charity, he can give it in charity. If he wants to consume it, he wants to use it, he is free to use it. But he didn't ask for it also, and he didn't desire for it. Today we start a new chapter. This chapter teaches us that how important it is to try and be independent of people. Don't try and depend on people for a person's needs. To what extent the Sharia is encouraging us, the Sunnah and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging us to try and be independent as far as possible. So, Babul Hathi ala al-akli min amali yadihi wa ta'affufi bihi ani su'ali wa ta'arrudi lil-i'ta'i. The chapter on encouraging to earn one's own livelihood, to abstain from begging, and also to be charitable. So this is something that is light, that the person earns his own. Earn his own means one of few ways, is either he does his own business or he is working for someone else, but he's earning his own. In other words, he's not depending on somebody else. So he's either an employee or he's an employer. He's got some type of a job. So one is he's earning his own. And second part of this is to abstain from asking, abstain from begging. And the third part of this chapter is to be charitable. This is also part of our deen. Where a person is not dependent on others, then it's very easy for him to be charitable also. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says that when the salah is completed, referring to the Jummah salah, disperse in the land and seek from Allah Ta'ala's bounty. Here, seek from Allah Ta'ala's bounty means seek a person's sustenance. Then go disperse in the land and go and seek the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن أبي عبد الله الزبير بن العوام رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يأخذ أحدكم أحبله ثم يأتي الجبل فيأتي بحزمة من حطب على ظهره فيبيعها فكف الله بها وجهه خير له من أن يسأل الناس أعطوه أو منعوه. Hazrat Abu Abdullah Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is better for one of you to take his ropes, to take his strings, to take the rope that to tie, normally they tie wood or the rope, and then they carry it on a person, the person carries it on his back. So it is better for you to take his rope, one of you to take his ropes, and go to the mountain, and then bring back a bundle of firewood on his back, and sell it, so that Allah Ta'ala saves his face from disgrace than begging from people who may give him or they may refuse him. In other words, to take all that effort, go to the mountain here, the time the trees and the bushes and the jungles, whatever they would be on the mountainside, not where the people were residing. So take that rope, go there, take the trouble of cutting the wood, cutting the tree, getting that firewood, tie it on one's back, bringing it is better than asking. When you ask from people, one of two things can happen. Either they'll give you, but it's something that is disgraceful, or they may even refuse you. That is also something that is more disgraceful. Better from you, Rasulullah is saying, better than this is to go and take all that effort and get it. Although this may come very easily, you just go around asking, you may get or not get, but this is something that is disgraceful. And working is something that is honorable. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraging us that rather do work than begging. Second hadith, almost the same meaning. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam la'an yahtatiba ahadukum huzmatan ala dhahrihi khayrun lahu min an yas'ala ahadan fayu'tiyahu aw yamna'ahu. Muttafaqun alayh. Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif riwayat. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is better for one of you to load a bundle of firewood on his back than to beg from someone who may give him or that person may refuse him. So here we learn that to work and to make an effort is something that is liked by Islam, it's something that is encouraged by Islam, and to be self-sufficient is something that is also liked, and this culture of begging is a disgraceful culture, is not something that Islam encourages. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also. One is we must be generous from our side, but at the same time we should have this desire, and we should educate and tell people also, encourage them, that Islam doesn't encourage us to beg. This is something that is becoming more and more common, as we mentioned before, because on one side you got the advantages of giving charity, and you'll find that Muslims are charitable. Allah Ta'ala continue to keep it like that, but then you'll also get the abuse that is coming, where because Muslims are charitable, everyone wants to ask, because they know that is money that is coming easily. But then you got these ahadith that are coming that is teaching us, don't disgrace oneself, rather make an effort, go and work. And when a person works, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him barakat. In the one of the previous ahadith we did, that when a person begs, then doesn't matter how much he's getting by begging, he'll continuously remain in that condition where he'll remain poor. He'll continuously remain in need. Why? Because he got into the culture of asking. So he'll continuously be in need. But when a person makes an effort and he goes and works, Allah Ta'ala, through that effort he makes, Allah Ta'ala inshallah, sooner or later, Allah Ta'ala will grant him that barakat, and this person will become independent. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.